So, well, living by our highest values, that's a picture of it. That there, we have just experienced it, that divine idea. And what I love about living by our highest values is that it's not about grandiose gestures. It's not about something so huge, although it feels so big. But really, it is living minute by minute, day by day, knowing whose and whose we are. And letting the movement of that move us. And so having a clear idea of who and whose we are is important. And allowing ourselves to be moved by those moments of inspiration are important. In the book, The Inward Journey, Howard Thurman writes about that moment that captures you and changes you. It changes the very vibration, and you're inspired and you're moved, and you can understand what I'm talking about. And you think that your life is forever changed, and you'll never, ever forget. Never forget it. So we don't write it down. We don't journal about it. Because it's so, in the moment, beautiful and amazing. And Howard Thurman writes about how, you know, life continues, and the everyday activities occur. And he forgets how easy it is to forget. We forget how easy it is to forget. And then he writes, "So in the quietness of this place, surrounded by the all-pervading presence of God, my heart whispers, keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. That in fair weather or foul, in good times or in tempest, in the days when the darkness and the foe are nameless or familiar, I may not forget that to which my life is committed. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve." I love that sentence. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. May I live in that. May I remember throughout my daily activities who and whose I am, what I'm committed to. So we're in the Lenten season, and we started it out by considering what we might fast on, the negative thoughts, those negative ideas, those things that no longer serve us, and what we might feast on. If you were here, you might remember this. And how easy it is to forget. Oh, how easy it is. I'm fortunate I have the little book that reminds me every day. I look it up. Whoa, what am I fasting on today? What am I feasting on today? It serves to remind me. Otherwise, I might forget that which is so important to me because I get busy in the busyness of my day, in the busyness of my life. But I want to remember, because I want to be called by the Spirit of Life into purposeful, mindful action. I want to remember to keep my mind on what's important to me. I want to remember that. And so the title this morning is about value, our highest value, and there's lots of ways to describe that, and lots of people who have opinions, and coaches who will tell us all about our values and why they're important to have. So we'll just do a quick generic check-in about a value. Typically, it's a single word or a phrase. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like equality, or connection, or acceptance, or love. It is the one that comes to mind, isn't it? It is the one. So once identified, this, it's great, but once identified, how are we translating that into action? It's a good idea. How am I taking it into action? That's interesting to me. And not everyone has the same values. True that. However, I do believe that we have shared values in humanity. I do believe that. Like love and unity. I love the science of mind. I love it because it's a thinking philosophy. I love it because it reminds me that thinking matters. In the science of mind, we learn right away that thoughts are things. Change your thinking, change your life. Your word is your power. Man's greatest discovery is his ability to think. I value my thinking. I value my thinking, and I translate that value into action when I'm mindful of my thoughts, when I pay attention to the tendency of my thoughts, when I choose to conscious, mindfully on my thinking. Some of you might have this book. This was my grandmother's. It's very special to me. As a Man Thinketh. James Allen. And he shares with us, until a thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. With the majority, the bark of thought is allowed to drift upon the ocean of life. Pay attention to this. Aimlessness is a vice. And such drifting must not continue for him who would steer clear of catastrophe and destruction. I like that. I think I'm going to remember that. I wrote it down. Aimlessness is a vice. One of my favorite quotes from The Science of Mind is on page 223, and it's parenthetically, we might well remember always that unless we control thought, it will control us. Thank goodness Ernest Holmes wrote that one down for me. But considering that we have anywhere from 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day, depending on whom you ask, 12,000 to 60,000, how am I going to control each and every one of those? Well, I'm not. It's impossible. So, since I cannot control each thought, what I suggest and what I offer is that we have time each day when we are controlling our thought, mindfully focusing our thought, mindfully, intentionally thinking about what we want to think about. We do this in our prayer chair. We do this in our meditation. We do this when we read inspirational text. Yes? Focusing on what we are thinking about. Our smartphones will help us with this. Be a millennial. Our phones will not only remind us to stop and breathe, they'll remind us to stop what we're doing and stand up and take a walk. They'll remind us to stop and say a prayer. If you don't have one of these apps, just come and see me or somebody that does. There are many ways that we can be supported to stop in the busyness of our day and remember. So back in the day, I had a watch, and it would beep every hour. And I would use that beep to remind me, oh yeah, this is my time to stop what I'm doing and be. Oh. So that annoying beep that just would bother people, I used it to remind me, oh wait, this is when I'm supposed to be focusing my thought. Oh, let me be reminded in this moment to be rather than be caught up in my doing. It was a very busy doing time of my life, so it was helpful for me to have that reminder. I loved it. Today, I have this little purple thread on my wrist. I tied it on here February 13th to remind me that I have a spiritual authority that I can use anytime, all the time. I wear this to put my attention to my intention, to put my value into action. to remind me that love is my spiritual authority and that it's mine to use. We have heard many teachers say, you might have been this teacher. One should never allow himself to think of or talk about limitation or poverty, that life is a mirror and will reflect back to the thinker what he thinks into it. Yes? Yeah. Have you been that teacher? And this is true. We should not focus our thought or direct our thought at any time on separation. We should not focus or direct our thought on any time, at any time, on anything that looks like, feels like limitation or lack. We should not focus our thought there. You guys know where I'm going, right? It's true, we should not focus our thought there. But, if you notice that your thoughts go there, and likely they do, pay attention. Pay attention to them. If you notice that your thoughts are fear-based or that your thinking is stinking, that you are entertaining thoughts of separation, notice them. Why, you might ask, would I want to do that? I'll give you a clue. Because a little weed is very easy to pull up. If we're paying attention and we notice that little weed, that thought, that niggler, and we don't ignore it, we don't turn our back on it, but instead we say, I see you and you are not the truth of me, then it does not grow into the field of thistles and briars and jungles of weeds. Yes, focus our attention, our thoughts on our highest idea, on our highest idea. And when those little nigglers get in there, the stinking thinking happens, pay attention. Don't ignore it. To go along with the gardening theme, we are the gardeners of our life. No one else is going to do it for us. So I remind some of us, and I offer to those who have not heard it before, to stand guard at the portal of your own mind. Be your gardener. Do not depend on other people to think your thoughts for you. So again, I refer to James Allen, As a Man Thinketh. He writes, mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind. And evermore, he takes the tool of thought, and shaping what he wills brings forth 1,000 joys and 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret, and it comes to pass. Environment is but a looking glass. Our environment is our looking glass. It's reflecting back to us exactly what we thought into it. Isn't that good news? Isn't that interesting news? When we identify and we understand and we align with our highest values, be they integrity or oneness or compassion or creativity or love, life will be easier. Because there's an ease and a grace when we're living by the truth of our own nature, when we're allowing ourselves to be transformed by listening deeply to the voice within us. Life happens from the inside out. It doesn't happen that way to this way, as much as I would like to think that it does. I understand it happens this way. In aligning our action with our highest idea of life, our highest ideas can and do become clearer. I'll say it again. When we align our action with our highest ideas, those ideas can and do become clearer. Sometimes So action creates clarity, is what I'm saying. Oftentimes, we wait. We want to get clear before we take action. I do, oftentimes. Let me get it all figured out, and then I'm going to take my action. What I'm suggesting is have the clear intention in my mind. Understand my value, what's moving me, and let myself be moved, and that will become clearer. So rather than waiting for everything to be clear before taking action, take the action, take the little step. It's going to get clearer. It always does. It always does. As we move into action, as we say yes to that which is calling to us, as we simply abide in the movement of the Holy Spirit that's upon us, life gets clearer. Action creates clarity. So in the prophetic words of Stanton Kirkham Davis, I didn't know who he was either, but I like what he had to say. You will become as small as your controlling desire, as great as your dominant aspiration. We will become as big as our greatest idea, as small as our most limiting thought. That's a generalization, but it reminds us to pay attention. So it's a good time to ask, are you clear about your values? Are you clear about your spiritual authority? Have you thought about it before? In this morning, in this moment, are you getting some ideas? You're going, yeah, this is what's important to me. So I have two questions that you can ask if you're wondering and wanting to inquire into this further, into this deeper. And the first one is so obvious. We can ask ourselves, what do I care about? What matters to me? What moves me? What's exciting to me? What do I really feel passionate about? Where am I channeling my time, my talent, and my resources? Who are the company that I'm keeping? And are they the company that I want to keep because they value who I am, and I value who I am when I'm with them? So that's one question. It's kind of the obvious one. The second one is not so obvious, and I really love it. It's really juicy. I invite us to ask, what's really getting me upset in life? What's really frustrating me? What's getting my goat? I ask that question because, you want to know the answer? The answer points to what is important to you. If someone's dishonesty is really bugging you, could be your value is honesty. And that's there for you, to remind you that your value is honesty. What a great teacher that person was to show up so that you would be able to see your value. What a great presence that you have that invites in someone to show you so clearly what your value is. It's yours, you know. It's not theirs. They're there for us to learn. So rather than being filled with useless judgment, which we might do, and making others wrong, which we might do, this is an opportunity to recognize and honor and live by our own value. So I'm sure there are many ideas to remember, some we might write down, so that we live to our greatest potential. I consider and I offer willingness and acceptance as great ways, great reminders for us. Willingness, being willing to show up, being willing to inquire, being willing to ask the questions, being willing, and acceptance, accepting ourselves and accepting each other just the way we are, accepting that life is showing me exactly what I thought into it, accepting what we discover along the way, accepting it, not judging it, accepting it. When we accept, there's this whole body thing that goes on. There's an ease and a grace that occurs. And in that, there's an opportunity. Okay, I'm accepting this. Now I choose. Now I choose. Now I focus my thought. Now I remember what's important to me. Who do I want to be in this moment? Who do I want to be? May we accept each other. May we accept ourselves. May we live by our highest value in public and in private. So may your choices reflect your values, not your fears. May you know that you are loved beyond measure. May you know that you are valued here, right here. May you know that who you are matters. What you think, say, and do makes a difference. May you know that you're loved. And so it is. And so I invite you to join with me in consciousness, in the beautiful and sacred and holy activity of prayer, recognizing and knowing that there's one power, one source, one love, one infinite life. It is the life that is God. And because I know that this one is everywhere present in its entirety, knowing and revealing its perfection, its wisdom, its compassion, its infinite possibility, I know that it is right here, making itself known. Making itself known by means of each and every one of us. As we come to know that beautiful creative power, that infinite intelligence that resides within us, we meet it, we greet it, we experience it, and we express it. And so I know that each one of us is expressing the infinite possibilities, the creative intelligence, the unconditioned and unconditional love, for we are choosing to live by that highest value that we know for ourselves. We are choosing to remember whose and whose we are, and that it matters. And so I know that love is reigning supreme over all, guiding, directing, lifting, inspiring, as each one says yes to the sacred, sacred call of the heart. And in that yes, I know that all is well. I release this word knowing it is done. I know it for each and every one, and so it is.